It's absolutely fantastic. It's only 4 months ago that we poured a bit of concrete, put a bolt into it to start things moving, and here we are. The building's at virtual completion. It's absolutely fantastic, and of course it's going to mean a great deal for the local community and the local economy to be able to create at least 150 jobs here at Daedalus.
And what does that mean for not just the jobs market in this area, but sort of the whole business network around here?
Well, it means a great deal because this is an enterprise zone, so that means that businesses in the fields of aviation, aerospace and marine, which all create highly paid jobs, they can move onto the site, they can move into here at Merlin House, the innovation centre, and they don't pay business rates for 5 years. Well, of course, that's a fantastic start for any new business coming in. We've got the college next door specialising again in aviation, aerospace and marine. And we've got the runway, which the council is resurfacing at the moment. So it really is all systems go here at Daedalus.
What's the cost been to the council?
The cost of the innovation centre is £5.5 million. And that was secured by way of grant through the Homes and Communities Agency. We're spending £1.5 million to resurface the runway. We're spending another £1.5 million to build some hangars. And over the life of the enterprise zone, if the entire site is transferred to Verham Borough Council, which we hope it will be, we'll be spending in the region of about £56 million over that 22 years.
You talk about this sort of encouraging new business and the growth of new skilled businesses in this area. Does it also show that this area is a good place for business to come to?
It shows that we're very much open for business here in Fareham and on the Gosport Peninsula. And there are many thousands of people have to travel out of Gosport every day to get to work. Well, if we can create here at Daedalus around 3,500 new jobs, which is our aim over the next 10 to 15 years, then of course that's very, very good news for the whole economy locally.
And obviously today it's been an important milestone, but when will we actually see people and businesses starting to move in?
We should see that happening in April next year, so not very long to go now, about 13 weeks more work on the building, then it'll be handed over to Fareham Borough Council. We'll hand it to Oxford Innovation to get the tenants in for us, and they're already signing people up as we speak, so we hope that we'll start with a good number of tenants.